Hi, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. This month's recording is by Karthik, who is a resident of New Zealand. He explains the different bird calls and there is a magical dawn chorus. It is difficult to understand that when European settlers arrived on those islands, they introduced such alien species as stoats, which decimated the local flightless bird populations. I hope that you enjoy the recording, and I also hope that you all have a very happy Christmas and New Year. I will do my best to provide you with more recordings from around the world in 2025.
Once upon a time, there was a birdland. Surrounded by the vast South Pacific Ocean, this remote country was ruled by birds. Giant moa, harsh eagles, bush wrens, laughing owls, birds of myriad forms. The dense forest and the tall mountains had no predators, and the birds had nothing to fear. So they sang. The kokako, huia, tui, and the bellbird all came together for a resounding dawn chorus. And this was the song of the land, since time immemorial. The land came to be known as Aotearoa, New Zealand, and its dawn chorus had a repetition. When Captain Cook's Endeavour circled the island, the crew woke up to birdsong, which they called deafening. Long before that, the Maori, the indigenous people, were mindful of the birdsong. To them, the dawn chorus was an affirmation of approach of a day, an eloquent celebration of life. But the prehistoric dawn chorus might be lost forever. Humans arrived on the island about 700 years ago, and with them came deadly predators. Rats, stoats, possums, and other introduced mammals wiped out half of the bird life. Many songbird species were decimated, and the forests fell silent. This is Karthik presenting you the story of New Zealand's dawn chorus. As a wildlife filmmaker interested in soundscapes, I was fascinated by the prehistoric bird song of this land. The dawn chorus of present-day New Zealand is thought to be quiet in comparison to that of the pre-human era. But I wanted to explore the possibility of experiencing something that could be reminiscent of that ancient orchestra. Offshore islands that are free of predators might boast a lively dawn chorus. But on the mainland, there are only a handful of such places. Living in the South Island city of Dunedin, I didn't have to go far. Just 20 kilometers north is the Orakanui Eco Sanctuary, 300 hectares of forest guarded by a predator fence that keeps the bird eaters away. And with no mammalian predators to fear, the sanctuary is a safe haven for native birds to thrive and sing. On one spring day, I made my way to the sanctuary to listen and record the dawn chorus. The song of so many native birds coming together in a lively chorus is something I've never experienced before. And a performance like this might possibly not happen in an area with no protection from predators. Many predator control projects in New Zealand go by the tagline, "Bring back the bird song." And with the conservation efforts, I hope the native bird life and the dawn chorus throughout New Zealand becomes a little more lively each day. This work is made possible with the support of Professor Nancy Longnecker, Center for Science Communication at the University of Otago, Amanda Simon, Tahu McKenzie, and the staff of the Orokonui Eco Sanctuary.